In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. The last words of Jesus' parable of the Great Supper. Many are called to the great banquet that God has prepared for us. The calling has passed to those of the new covenant, the covenant that is Christ himself, because he is the covenant. And the banquet that has been prepared for us is to live the lives that God created us to live. From the beginning, men and women have turned aside and found other things to do with their lives than feast at the banquet of oneness with God. Today is the day that we remember the ancestors of Christ, the ones who were true to the coming Messiah, never having seen him. Even before the coming of Christ, it was possible to be one who was not satisfied with things of this world. It's created into us to desire more than the things of this world. And the ancestors of Christ, the patriarchs, fathers and mothers, and the prophets, those who refused to bow down before idols and instead were burned in a furnace, were preferring the living God. They were already being faithful to the Messiah, the Christ who would come. There is something built into us, created into us, that makes us dissatisfied with the things of this world. Every temptation that the world has for us is a call to death, and we ought to respond to every temptation. Not as though it is the juiciest fruit that we really don't think we can resist, but as the death that it is. And as soon as there is something that tempts us away from life, we ought to respond as those, even before the coming of Christ, responded to the command that they fall down and worship idols. Never would they fall down and worship the things of this world other than the true and living God, the source of our life, in whom our lives are hidden. There is that in us as human beings, such that we are drawn, if we are lovers of the righteous, the good, higher things, we are already persons of faithfulness to Christ even before he is born into the world. And that really is not something that just begins with the coming of Christ. It was always there right from the beginning. The true feast that when he came, he would lay out before us. The banquet was always the life that God had prepared for us to live. He is the center of the universe, even before he is born. It's clear to us now that he has been born, and now that his divine and human life is clearly revealed to us. This is what all human beings from the beginning longed for. Adam and Eve wanted to be like God and turned toward creation and fell. But it didn't destroy the fact that God had created us for him. And so down through the ages, every human being who was born into the world had as his or her secret hidden desire, Christ himself, fully God and fully man. Just before the passage that we read this morning, St. Paul says, "You have died. Your life is hidden in Christ." Often we say, St. Paul says, "I have died and Christ lives in me." This passage reads, "Your life is hidden in Christ." And it's true of every human being who has ever lived. The lives of ourselves as human beings are hidden in Christ. Even before he was born, even before he came into the world, from the time of the first turning away from God, the one who was going to come was the center for all of those of the Old Testament, the center for every human being who has ever lived. The banquet was prepared when we were created to live our lives at one with God. That's why we were created. Nothing else satisfies us. What is that feast? That great feast. It is the life that we have in Christ, We say we have a recreated human nature in Christ. It's true, but it is the fulfillment of the human nature that God created for us from the beginning. The banquet that He created for us when He made this world and placed us in the center of it so that we could prepare that banquet. That task was taken up and fulfilled by the new Adam. He fulfills that calling that all of us as human beings have to make out of our lives, out of the stuff of the world, communion with God. That's the banquet. What is the banquet? The banquet is our life. Our life is the banquet. We could say our life in Christ, but we would have said the same thing twice, because our life is our life in Christ. We have no other life. No human being ever has had any life other than the life that we as human beings have at one with God. That is our life. Anything else is an illusion. And so when the banquet is finally and fully prepared, all are called. Who is that? It is every human being who has ever lived, lives now, and ever will live. We are all called to the banquet. The eating and drinking that is the living of our life in the world at one with God, which we can do through Christ. We are not living our lives. That's the tragedy. All of us are called. All human beings are called to be one with God. And we find ourselves concerned with something less than the fullness of our own life. I have something else that I need to do. I've just bought some property and I need to take care of it. It's not just a matter of not coming to church on Sunday morning. It's the fact that we spend our whole lives involved with details that we don't bring into our communion with God. There is, on the one hand, most of our life that we live on our own, separate from God. And then if we have time, we'll come and praise God, worship Him. If not, there are other things that are more important. When we're doing that, we are failing to live the lives that we have been given. The things that we can do in the world are only meaningful, are only significant, if they are part of what is brought to the banquet and offered up to God in Christ. That's the meaning of our lives. All are called. And we know that our salvation is life at one with God that Christ has made possible. That is our salvation. Who is called to salvation? All are called to salvation. Who is saved in Christ in the sense that He accomplishes what needed to be done without which we could not live a meaningful life? All are saved in that sense. Maybe there is one more. Orthodox response to the question, are you saved? In this light, we would have to say, the salvation has been accomplished. Christ has done all that is necessary. And all of us are saved. And all of us are called. But Jesus says, few are chosen. Now, does God choose just a few? Who does the choosing? Didn't God create us in such a way that we can choose? If we choose frittering away the time of our lives in nonsense, we are choosing death. Those who are chosen are the ones who choose God. Those who are chosen are the ones who come to the banquet. Anyone who turns to God is someone who is chosen by God. God means for us to be saved. But it depends on us, whether we respond or whether we spend our lives in wasteful ways that have nothing to do with who we are or what we are. Ways that can't satisfy us. Ways that turn to dust and ashes in our mouths and make us ashamed. And we repent. Well, when we repent, the important thing is to realize that we are repenting on behalf of something, on behalf of the life that we are intended now to go out and live. Go and sin no more. It doesn't mean, at the end of the sacrament of confession, go out and don't break any more of these rules. It means go and don't miss the mark. Go and live your life. Come to the banquet that is your own life. A life that we've begun that even death can't put an end to. We are called to the banquet of life at one with God. And every moment of our lives is precious. 1 second more of eternity. The eternal life that we are called to live in Christ. The living of our life is the banquet that we are called to celebrate and be communion. Many are called, but few choose God. And those who choose are the ones who are the chosen ones. The ones who live the life that God created us to live. And the choice is ours at every moment, whether we will choose life or whether we'll choose to go about on some small concern that makes us think of ourselves in separation from everyone else. In other words, choosing death, choosing not to live, choosing to waste the time of our lives and never to begin the living of the eternal life. You have died, St. Paul says. Your lives are hidden in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.